Dave did not go to Ear Food Records. Dave went to a chain store. Big mistake, Dave.
You better go to the computer, honey. I don't know anything about music, the new music.
Hello, computer? I have a question about this CD.
What are you doing here, Dave? You should have gone to Ear Food Music.
I know. I'm sorry, Mr. Computer. I just thought it might be more convenient.
That is not an adequate excuse, Dave. You know very well that the Ear Food staff is truly passionate about music and that you can trade in your old CDs there for new releases.
You're right.
I know, Dave.
How do you know my name?
That's classified, Dave.
I'll just go over to Ear Food right now.
I'm sorry, Dave. That is no longer possible.
Why not?
Have made a mistake and I cannot allow you to leave.
What's wrong with the doors? What's the little red light for? Let me out of here,
I'm afraid,
please.
I can't do that,
Dave.
I'd
like to go to Ear Food.
Remember, your predicament is the result of human
error.
Goodbye, Dave. Ear Food Music, Weems Lane, Winchester, not another stinking chain store.
The Washington Monument looks like the Washington Monument. I do not think the Hindenburg disaster was a feminist conspiracy. I am not threatened by hot dogs. If something is in your pocket, something is in your pocket. Only the laws of hydrodynamics account for the shape of a submarine. When I eat a banana, I am just hungry for a banana. Rockets go into space. That's what they do. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. The Cigar Haven, on the Old Town Mall in Winchester.
We're having a sale at the Super City Club Mega Mart, with prices that are sure to crash and kill the competition. We're out to beat the competition. Beat them over and over again. Beat the life out of outdated, anachronistic little independent businesses like the vacuum store. We're selling vacuums and other vacuum-like appliances cheap. Really cheap. Unimaginably cheap vacuum cleaners manufactured by children who cannot afford shoes. And we pass the savings on to you. Sure, you could pay top dollar for a reliable, beautifully engineered vacuum cleaner made by humanely treated employees who take pride in their work. But why? Only at Mart will you find the hair sucker. You've seen it on TV. It sucks your hair. Now only $29.95, and it comes free with a sticker that was made in the USA. The friendly people at the Mega Mart are waiting to serve you. People like Eugene!
I've been working here 3 weeks. There are donuts in the employee lounge. We peed on them.
Don't go to the vacuum store! It's cheaper at Mart! We're having a sale, an everyday low prices super competition killing sale. We're slashing, cutting, beating prices. We will annihilate the vacuum store! We are Super City Club Mega Mart! We rule you! We own you!
That's enough! Cut to the jiggle! Cut to the jiggle!
Don't go to the vacuum store! It's cheaper at Mart!
Live from the left coast.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
The legacy lives on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
From LA to El Paso. From Miami to Maine. From Santa Barbara to Boston. From Denver to DC. From Fort Bragg to Fallujah. This is the Michael Regan Show.
Go.
We are go.
Network. Go. Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control. This is the G-Man. We are go for launch.
Live
From Radio America in Washington, D.C.
A special assistant to the president.
An international lawyer.
An FBI special agent.
A paratrooper.
Are you ready to parachute behind enemy lines, Gordon Liddy?
Our long, Gordon national Liddy. Nightmare Liddy. Is over.
The G-Man is back.
This is your source for uncompromising analysis of modern military history.
The Moros in the Philippines, they had a practice of wrapping their warriors' testicles in wet rawhide. The troops who were armed with .38 would hit them maybe six times, and it wouldn't stop them. They'd be so crazy, and just so happened that around this time, John Browning developed the Colt semi-automatic pistol.
Sober, contemplative inquiry into small arms development.
230 grains of lead, moving at about 830 feet per second.
And always.
It didn't make any difference what you did to these guys' testicles.
Objective reasoning of the highest caliber.
Bang! It went right on their butt.
This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Move them on.
Hit them up.
Move them on.
Hit them up.
Raw hide. Cut them out.